This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. We talk a lot about new media, and usually we're talking about things like blogs and Facebooks and Twitter and Tumblr and all those things. But what about robocalls, especially from government agencies like boards of elections and school districts? You might remember in 2012, an hour after polls opened on Election Day, Tuesday, November 6th, the Pinellas County Supervisor of Elections Office mistakenly placed hundreds, maybe thousands of automatic calls to voters, instructing them that they had until 7 p.m. Wednesday to vote. Wrong. Polls closed at 7 p.m. that day. It was a mistakenly sent robocall. Then, just recently, a pre-dawn phone call Sunday from the Pinellas County School District woke up parents to welcome them back to school. That message was supposed to go out at 6 p.m. that night. School started the next day, thus disturbing the last day to sleep in before school got started. These robocalls sending out information like this are part of the new media. And here to talk about what this means for we media consumers is Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sense Making Project. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Craig.
Kelly, so what's the big deal? I mean, it's just a technical mistake with these robocalls, right?
Well, this is emblematic of the transformation in media that we are all a part of. We can all make media now, you, me, and especially organizations. Public schools in particular have become actual publishers in traditional ways with newsletters and in non-traditional ways like making websites and pushing information out via phones. All of these mishaps demonstrate how we have to get smarter about how and when we deliver information if we want to be effective. One of the reasons people got so mad was because there's so many robocalls that come into your phone if you're a parent in the school district. In fact, I went and looked back over all of the calls that I got in the 10 days leading up to the start of the school year. I got 10 calls in those 10 days. And I did a little mini analysis. And of all those calls, there were about 19 pieces of information. And only one piece of information was actually relevant to me.
What's the harm here, though, other than Kelly McBride being annoyed by all the robocalls she's getting?
So here's the thing. We live in an attention economy. These days, when your kid goes into a new school or a new situation, parents are super attentive because they want all the information they can get. Once they start getting call after call that doesn't actually pertain to their child, they lose that enthusiasm and they start not paying attention to those calls.
Tell a school district how to become better broadcasters of information in this mode.
Well, again, and it's not just the school district, it's all of us. You have to think about the audience that is receiving the information and what their needs are. Orientation, you've got to get that only to the people that have a freshman heading into the school for freshman orientation. You can't send it to everyone. And with databases, that should be easily sortable. The biggest complaint that I think a lot of parents have is that a lot of these calls are booster calls. Look at this great thing that our school did. Look at this great thing that one of our teachers did. Those are best for emails. And the way you pick the medium is what's best for your audience, not what's best for you.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sense Making Project. Did you get that Sunday morning wake-up call from the school?
You know, I did, and I was pretty ticked off.